Here comes the train. There he is. Three cheers for Congressman Pilkin. Hip, hip. Our fellow townsman, Congressman Pilkin. Fellow townsman and my noble constituents. I see before me today many faces that I haven't shaken hands with for a long, long time. I come before you as a public servant who has worked for the people, by the people, and the people.
You're all right, Congressman.
When you sent me to represent you in Congress, I promised to give you prosperity, didn't I?
Yes.
You got it, didn't you?
Yes.
Spent your life with it. No doubt that.
Look here, Zeke Mosley. I've known you for nigh on to 20 years and never knowed no good of you nohow. Now, if you got anything to say, you come right up here and say it. I'll answer you.
Go lay down, Mosley.
As I was about to say, I can see more prosperity for the farmer every day. Any farmer can get an automobile nowadays. He simply has to cross the road to get one. He can't tell just where he'll get it, but he'll get it all right.
Always was a joker.
Now the platform on which I stand. Well, never mind the platform. Fellow citizens, the great question before the American people today is the high cost of living. Now, I'll grant you that it costs more than it today than it used to, but by Jiminy Cricket, it was it.
Right again.
Now, I believe in honesty, especially honesty in politics. Why, only a few centuries ago, people thought the world was square. Now they know it's crooked. Why, there's men in politics today to turn crooked. They could hide behind the corkscrew. Now, in conclusion, fellow citizens, I want to thank you all for your kind attention. And as the senator from Idaho would say, have I put the right bridle on the right